We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Chala. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah He. Now, the halacha is that the requirement, the obligation to separate Chala only takes effect after the dough is kneaded. So now our Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha where someone separated Chala from flour before it was kneaded. Hamafrish Chalato Kemach Eina Chala. If someone separates his challah from flour, the halacha is it's not considered hafrashat challah, because challah has to be taken from dough, not from flour. And therefore, v'gezel biyat kohen, if he gives this challah to a kohen, it's considered stolen goods in the hands of the kohen. The kohen has to return it. What about the rest of the flour? Ha'isa atzma chayevet b'challah, the dough itself that the owner needs from the rest of the flour is still chayevet b'chala, is still subject to the obligation of chala, because the chala that he separated from the flour was invalid. So he has to separate another portion after it becomes dough. Ve'akemach, and regarding the so-called chala flour that he gave to the kohen, that part of flour that he gave to the kohen as chala, which we know is not avashat chala, im yesh bo kashiur, if that flour has the minimum amount that's required for challah, which is 5 kavin, chayevet bechallah, that flour itself is subject to challah. Which means although there's normally no obligation to separate challah from the portion of challah that's given to a kohen, but here the flour that was given to the kohen is not actual challah. And therefore, the dough that's made from that flour has to have challah separated from it. Ve'asura lezarim, and all the flour that was originally given to the kohen as chala is forbidden to non-kohanim, which means although it's not chala, but the chachamim forbade it to non-kohanim as if it's chala, divrei Rabbi Yoshua. According to Rabbi Yoshua, although we say it's not officially chala, the flour that was given to the kohen, but it's still asura lezarim, non-kohanim cannot eat from it, midrabanan, according to Rabbi Yoshua. Amru lo, the Chachamim disagreed with him in this. The Chachamim said to him, Ma'aseh ukfashah zaken zar. There was once a case in which challah was separated from flour, and an elder, Talmid Chacham Zaken, who was a zar, who was not a kohen, he was kfashah. He grabbed it and he ate it. It was such a case where he took it to show that it's not challah. He grabbed it and he ate it. So what does this prove? That there's no isu, a non-kohen can eat such chala. It's not asu. They disagree with Rabbi Yoshua. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yoshua said to them, Af hu kilkel le'atzmo. What do you mean? In fact, he ruined matters for himself, which means that Talmid Chacham actually committed a sin by eating the chala, and he was actually punished for it. Ve'tiken le'acherim. He was mikalkel le'atzmo, but he was tiken le'acherim. He fixed matters for others who eat such challah. Because now, what did he do? They based their actions on what he did. So now their sin is unintentional because they're relying on him. So he gave a benefit to other people and he only ruined it for himself because other people are going to learn from his mistake and do what he did. And it's not allowed. Mishnah Vav. Chameshet revaim kemach chayavim bechala. As we already learned, 5 revaim, 5 quarters of a kav, a flour, is the minimum requirement for the obligation of challah. So now, what components of the dough count towards this amount? Hem us'oran vesuban umursanan chameshet revaim chayavim. Which means, if the flour and its sourdough and its suban, its fine bran, and its mursan, its coarse bran, can all combine to equal 5 revaim and make it subject to the chala obligation. Which means the sourdough counts towards the chala minimum because it's a normal ingredient. The bran, the fine bran and the coarse bran, it counts because they're found in bread that's eaten by poor people, and therefore it's also considered part of the dough. So it all combines to the obligation of challah. Nital mursanan mitochan. וחזר לתוכן. However, if let's say the מורסן, the coarse bran, was removed from the five רבעים of flour, he removed it, and then it was put back, וחזר לתוכן, it was put back, הרי אלו פטורים. Then it's exempt from the חלב legation, which means now you don't have the minimum amount, because you cannot count the מורסן anymore. Because even though, even poor people, they don't add bran to their dough when they make bread. So such bran that's added afterwards is not a normal ingredient of the dough, and therefore it cannot be counted towards the minimum amount that is required for challah.
Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.